Today's Mishnayos are Masechet Shviyos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. So the second Perek of Masechet Shviyos picks up where the first Perek of Masechet Shviyos left off. And that is, it continues to discuss the laws of Tosfos Shviyos. So we know that Shviyos is the seventh year. It's noyig only in Eretz Yisrael, and it governs what a person was and wasn't allowed to do inside his field. Now, Shviyos began on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Arba Rosh Hashanah Him. It's the first Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Be'echad B'Tishrei was the Rosh Hashanah for many things. One of them was Shviyos. So Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah, the day we blow Shofar, the Yom Adin. That is the first day of Shviyos for that current year. Stating that, the Torah said that not only is a person not allowed to work in his field during the Shemitah year itself, but there's also a halacha of Tosfos Shviyos. Just like this Tosfos Shabbos and this Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, there's also a concept of Tosfos Shviyos. How long is Tosfos Shviyos? Midday rice, it's 30 days. The Rabbanon, however, came, and they expanded the laws of Tosfos Shviyos, and they said that it should begin already earlier. So how much earlier? What we learned in the first parak was that traditionally, typically, they said that it should begin Pesach time. However, they made a special kula for a stei ha'ilan. A stei ha'ilan is a field of trees. It has to meet very specific criteria, which was the topic of the first part of the Masechta. Then the halach is you'd be allowed to be chayrish in the field, the Mishnah said, up until Shavuos. But typically, if it's not a state ilon, the shir would be already Pesach time. The second parak is going to begin discussing the laws again of Tosfos Shviyos. The first Mishnah of the second parak is going to discuss the laws of Tosfos Shviyos Derabbanan as it relates to a field that's not a stei ilan. Now, we already had a sneak preview from the first parak, so we already know the punchline, and that is that the Zman of Tosfos Shviyos Derabbanan for a field that's not a stei ilan is going to be Pesach time. It comes from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah that we're about to learn right now. So Zok Tehillah Mishnah. The Imasai Chorshim B'Stei Halavan Erev Shviyos. Up until when is a person allowed to plow a Stei Halavan Erev Shviyos? So what exactly is a Stei Halavan? So the Rav says a Stei Halavan is a Sadeh Shal Tfuah. It's either a field where Tfuah grows, grains, or Kitnias grows. She'im Ba'ilan. Meaning all fields can be divided into two groups. It's either a Stei Ilan or a stei lavan. Stei ilan is a field of trees. A stei lavan is a field where you have tefuah. So says the Mishnah that up until when are you allowed to be chayresh in a stei lavan erev shviyos? Meaning the beginning of the Masechta discuss adei masai charshim b'stei ilan. This Mishnah is talking about adei masai charshim b'stei halavan. So the Mishnah says ashe tichla halecha. The answer is you're allowed to plow as long as the field is still wet. So the plowing season happened at the end of the winter, the beginning of the spring. The fields were very, very wet because it had rained, hopefully, throughout the winter. And as a result, it was conducive for planting. So as long as the field is still wet, then the halach is you'd be allowed to be chayresh during the sixth year, meaning Erev Shviyos in a stei levon, in a stei lavan. And that's called Manshe B'nei Adam Charshin, a more accurate definition is, as long as people would still be chayrish, they would still plow, lita b'mikshoyis u'b'mitlois, to plant kishuim and diluim, to plant cucumbers and melons and gourds, as long as people would still plant those things, so then the halach is you'd be able to be chayrish. But once the land is not moist enough for people to be able to plant the mikshoyis and the midlois, at that point the halach is you would not be able to be chayrish anymore. And this man is earlier, this man is earlier than the Zman of Shavuos. Rav Shimon said, Nosatu Teiras kol echad v'echad v'yotay. So Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, I hear what you're saying with your Zman, we'll explain it in a second, but what I don't like about it is because you're basically telling every single landowner that he should have his own shear and he should be able to decide and determine up until when he is going to be able to be chayrish. And Chazal, when they made takanas, they like making it in a uniform way where every person's going to have to abide to the same set of laws. So this person is going to be able to be chayrish up until this this point, that person, that point, my field's wet, my field's not wet. Elo said, Rav Shimon, it's mistaber that the Chum gave one shear. What's the shear? B'stei halovan ada Pesach. Stei halovan is Pesach, like we've been saying up until this point. B'stei ilan ada Atzeres, and a stei ilan isn't going to appear up until Atzeres, again, like we saw in the previous parak. So the bottom line is, this Mishnah is the makar that the shear of Tosfos Shviyos the Rabbanon for being chayrish is different for a stay of Elon than it is for a stay of Lavan. A stay of Elon was Shvuas time, Achloikis Bishami Bisilo, but Kravim Divrei Elo, Lioiski Divrei Elo. So it's approximately Shvuas time. What about as it relates to a stay Halavan? So it's not Shvuas time, but it's Pesach time. Also Machloikis. The Tanakhama says it's called Zman. Meaning, Rav Shimon said it's Ada Pesach, it's going to be up until Pesach. So the bottom line is, it's a different shear for when you're allowed to be Chayrish, Midrabbanon, Erev Shvius, that's the sixth year leading up to the Shemitah year, and a stay Elon than it is for a stay Elavon. And a stay Elon, you have a Kula that you're allowed to be Chayrish longer than you are a stay love. And the question is why? What's the difference? What's the difference if there's trees growing in the field? And what's the difference if there are tefuah or kidney is growing in the field? Why would the Chachamim have made a different shear Tosfos Shviyos for a stay Elon than for a stay love? So the Rav in this Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi that asks this question. And the Yerushalmi says a chilek. He says it's because there's a fundamental difference in terms of why it was that people were chayrish a stay lavan versus a stay ilan. A stay lavan, people only plowed to prepare the ground for you to be able to plant things there. It's for that reason, the chachamim felt that it would be mutter to plant, it would be mutter to plow, as long as you can still plant inside this field. So as long as the field is still conducive for planting, you would be allowed to plow. Because when you're plowing, it doesn't look like you're plowing for the seventh year. Looks like you're plowing because it's the sixth year. It's not Shemitah. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to plow. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to plant. Now, once the field is not really wet enough, at that point, no one's going to be able to plant. And being that nobody's going to be able to plant, so if you're going to be plowing, why are you plowing? Oh, you're probably preparing for the seventh year. Looks like you're preparing for Shviyas. That's not something you're allowed to do. But a stay Elon, people used to plow for a different reason. People used to plow a stay Elon even after the trees were already there. They were already standing. And the reason they used to plow it is because they wanted to soften up the ground a little bit so that the rainwater can get into the roots of the tree. And like this, it's going to make the trees grow better. So it had nothing to do with planting. It had to do with just softening up the ground a little bit to help the trees grow. If that's the case, even if you're going to plow after the Pesach season, after the ground is no longer saturated, it's no longer wet, it's not necessarily going to look like you're plowing for the seventh year. No, I'm plowing for the sixth year because I want my trees to grow a little bit better. So therefore, the Chachamim gave you extra time and they said you'd be able to plow even up until Shavuos. And by the way, the reason it's up until Shavuos, because up until Shavuos, although the ground is not so wet anymore, it's still a little bit wet. So the plowing is still going to be effective, and as a result, it doesn't look like you're necessarily doing it for the seventh year, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So really, the nafkamina between a stay ilan and a stay lavan, why the chachamim were machmir in their Tosfos Shviyos by a stay lavan, and they were more meikel when it came to Tosfos Shviyos by a stay ilan, has to do not with a chumrah over a stay lavan, over a stay ilan, that's obvious, but rather it's related to metzias. The metzias of why people plow to stay lavan versus why people plow to stay ilan. People plow to stay lavan to prepare it for planting, so that I'm allowed to plow in the sixth year as long as it looks like I'm preparing to plant in the sixth year, which again is something I'm allowed to do. So being that people would only plant even mikshoyis and midlois up until the Pesach season, because after Pesach, the ground is just not wet enough for you to be able to plant. So any plowing that's done up until that point looks like I'm doing it to plant now. So it's going to be mutter. But any plowing that's done afterwards looks like I'm not doing it for now, because what am I going to do now? So it must be I'm doing it for the seventh year. I'm doing it for the seventh year. I'm preparing for Shviyas. That's where the Rabbanan invoked their Tosfos Shviyas, the Rabbanan. They said, I don't want you doing things in the sixth year that look like you're doing it for the seventh year. As it relates to a stay Elon, people would typically plant for the sixth year up until, not plant, plow in the sixth year up until Shavuos. So being that people would plow in the sixth year up until Shavuos, so as long as I'm doing it up until Shavuos, it still looks like I'm doing it for the sixth year. It's once Shavuos passes, then already it looks like I'm doing it for the seventh year. Once it looks like I'm doing it for the seventh year, at that point it's going to be us and Midrash Rabbanan. Okay, So the topic of almost everything that we've learned so far has been Tosfos Shvi'as. The idea that the Rabbanan said that just like you're not allowed to work in your field on Shvi'as itself, so too you're not allowed to work in your field even on the sixth year. The Zman that we know in Halacha as Tosfos Shvi'as. But as we're about to see now in the coming Mishnayos, that there were certain Melachos that Chachamim allowed you to do Erev Shvi'as. In fact, as we're going to see in the coming Mishnayos, there were even certain Melachos that Chachamim allowed you to do during Shvi'as itself. But first, Tosfos Shvi'as. So there are certain malachas that a person is not allowed to do on Shvi'as. However, during this month of Tosfos Shvi'as, it's going to be okay. And the Mishnah is going to give a bunch of examples. And really, the theme of all the examples, with the exception of one, which we'll speak at, is that these are malachas that are only asim in the Rabbanan. And because on Shvi'as themselves, they're only asim in the Rabbanan, so the Chachamim were meikel, and they said, we're not going to impose any laws of Tosfos Shvi'as. Meaning, midday rice, you can even do it on Shvi'as. So now the question is, when the Rabbanan said, you can't do it on Shvi'as, did the Rabbanan also say Tosfos Shvi'as? So the Mishnah is going to say, no. That anything that you're allowed to do midday Rabbanan, anything you're allowed to do midday rice on Shvi'as, the Rabbanan said, you are I'm not allowed to do on Shvi'as maybe, but during this man of Tosfos Shvi'as, whether it's the typical Deiraisa's man of Tosfos Shvi'as, the 30 days, or even if it's the more extended Tosfos Shvi'as man of Shvu'as or Pesach, it doesn't matter. Anything that's only Yasim of the Rabbanon is going to be mutter during Tosfos Shvi'as. Again, what are these examples? So the Mishnah says, Mezavlin, you're allowed to fertilize a field. Uma'adrin, and you're allowed to be oider a field, ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah, meaning there's no Tosfos Shvi'as at all, not even your typical 30 days. So, mezavlin means to fertilize, to spread fertilizer around the field. What does it mean to be ma'adr? What does it mean to be oider? So oider is similar to plowing. Oider means there were certain areas where it was hard for the plow to go through, so somebody would take a tool, and he would be oider, he would hoe it. He would manually and physically with his hands go and plow that area. So if, as it relates to mikshois and midlois, these types of fields, you're allowed to do it up until Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says not only could you do these things for mikshois and midlois, but these are also things that you're allowed to do v'chein b'beis hashlachin. Any field that is a field that relies on irrigation, so that type of field, also you'd be allowed to be mezabel and ma'adah the field up until Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah says, miyablin, you're allowed to remove warts from a tree. Miyablin's miloshin yabeles. Mefarkin, you're allowed to remove extra leaves from a tree. So sometimes a tree would have too many leaves and it would weigh down the branches. So the farmers would remove some of those leaves. Ma'avkin, you're allowed to spread dust over the roots of a tree. So sometimes if the roots of a tree become uncovered, they would cover the roots. So they would cover it by spreading avak on it. That's ma'avkin. Ma'ashnin, miloshan ashon, you're allowed to smoke the area around the tree to kill off any insects that are causing problems. Ad Rosh Hashanah, and you're allowed to do these things up until Rosh Hashanah. Reb Shimon said that as it relates to thinning the leaves of a tree, not only can you do it during Tosfos Shvi'as, not only can you do it up until Rosh Hashanah, but af noitalu esa olam in a eshkel b'shvi'as. You're even allowed to do it on Shvi'as itself. So if you want to thin out the leaves of a tree, not only could you do it during Tosfos Shvi'as, but this is something that you're even allowed to do during Shvi'as itself. So the Mishnah basically just gave a whole list of things that you're allowed to do up until Rosh Hashanah, which means that you're allowed to do up until the Zman of Tosfos Shvi'as. Now, if you look carefully at the Mishnah seemed to divide these things into two groups. Mezavlin u'ma'adrin, that was the first group, and then it said, miyablin, mefarkin, ma'avkin, ma'ashrin. But if you look even more carefully, it seems there's a reason why. Mezavlin u'ma'adrin, the Mishnah said, is b'mikshois u'ma'mitlois, certain types of fields. That's a field where you have kishuim and diluim. You have melons and gourds. The chaim bebeis hashlochin, or if you have a field where there was irrigation. A field that didn't rely solely on rainwater, but rather required irrigation in order for this field to be able to thrive. So it sounds like those types of fields, you're allowed to be mezavel u'ma'adr up until Rosh Hashanah. Maybe other fields, not. Then the Mishnah said, "Miyablim, mefarkin, ma'afkin, ma'ashnin, ad Rosh Hashanah," without giving any stipulation, without saying what type of field that this is going to be referring to. But regardless, these are different avodas that would be awesome the Rabbanon to do in the field on Shvi'as itself. So the Rabbanon said that even though that it's only awesome mid the Rabbanon on Shvi'as, so therefore we're not going to impose the laws of Tosfos Shvi'as. The only thing that needs to be spoken out is that the Mishnah said u'ma'adrin. What does ma'adrin mean? To hoe, which we said is sort of like plowing. L'chayra, the first Mishnah said adei masai charshim b'stei alavon. Erev Shvi'as, Achetich L'Halecha. It's only up until Pesach time. Stay Elon, it's Shavuos time. And here it says, Ma'adrin, this is something that you're allowed to do up until Rosh Hashanah. So what's Pashup Shah? Right? How did these two Mishnayos stem? Ma'adrin is hoeing, which is really plowing. So if it's plowing, so then it's really the halachas of the previous Mishnayos, which said that there is a Zman of Tois V'Shvias. Here it says there's no Zman of Tois V'Shvias. So the Chazon Ish says that the teretz has to be that there's a chilik between being chayrish and oider. And even though oider is technically like chayrish in that it's an issa deraisa, it's not like mezavlin and miyablin and mefarkin and ma'abnu ma'ashin, all the other types of malachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. To be ma'adr sounds like it really is an issa deraisa. However, it's going to be mutter until Rosh Hashanah, and he says the reason is because people were oider fields even after the things had grown already. Meaning, we said, why is it that a masai charshim b'stei alavon only up until a certain point? It's because people only plow to stei alavon to prepare it for planting. So once people don't plant anymore, there's no reason for it to be mutter. So at that point, you're going to have the halacha of tois v'shvias. But oider was something that people would do even after the field had already been planted. And being that people used to be oider after the field was already planted and it was going to be effective, so it's for that reason the Chachamim allowed a person to be oider up until Rosh Hashanah. Again, this is a much bigger chiddush, but the bottom line is that's why ma'adrin is going to be mutter. So really, when the Mishnah mentions all these different halachas that are mutter during tois v'shvias, it's not all for the same reason. It's really for two reasons. One reason is these things are mutter, most of them, because all they are Yisurei D'Rabbanan. And then there are other things, the one, anyways, Ma'adrin, that's mutter, not because it's an Issa D'Rabbanan per se, because to be Ma'adr is like to be Chayrish, which on Shmiz itself would be an Issa D'Rais, but there's a special reason why it's going to be mutter.